This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Our gospel reading today is a fairly short one, because I've reduced it even further to three verses, because these words spoken by Jesus contain one of the most important lessons for us in today's world, one we constantly need to be reminded of, to simply love one another. Many of us who've lost loved ones in our life will testify to moments where precious last words were uttered, which may have been words of encouragement, of love, maybe a request or some form of reconciliation, but words which are now indelibly imprinted in our minds and in our hearts. I remember my dad's last words as he lay dying, as clearly as if they were yesterday. And it was at his funeral that our opening hymn, Come Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love, written by Robert Walmsley, was played. Some words, some songs we never forget. And such is the case here in our reading today. We hear some of the last words Jesus spoke in an upper room the night before he died, at the very moment Judas Iscariot goes out into the night to betray him to the authorities. I'm reading from John 13, verse 33. Little children, I'm with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Let's listen to Matt Redman singing, Here is Love.
Here is love, vast as the ocean. Love and kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our answer, shed for us His precious blood. His precious blood. Here is love, vast as the ocean. Love and kindness as the flood. When the Prince of life, our answer, shed for us His precious blood. Who His love will not remember? Who can cease to sing His praise? He can never be forgotten throughout hell's eternal days.
They say the words of a dying person express a lot about their real concerns and what is most important to them. Here Jesus speaks tenderly to his disciples. He reveals what's really important to him. words which he utters as a commandment, not as a request, asking his disciples to imitate his way of loving others. At no time did Jesus withhold his love from anyone. He welcomed those classed as sinners. He rubbed shoulders with those labelled unclean. He threw his arms around lepers. He showed great compassion to the sick. He embraced those who were different, even praying for forgiveness for those who opposed him. He built bridges, no walls. Love does that.
I'd gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand. But love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me.
That was the Judds singing Love Can Build a Bridge. I wonder if you heard those words, it all begins with you and me. Love can build a bridge. Let me tell you about a student called Sally who went to one of her lectures one day at college. On the wall was a big target and on a nearby table a number of darts. The students were invited to draw a picture of someone they didn't like and to come out and stick it on the target sheet and get in line to throw darts at the picture. Sally's friend drew a picture of a woman who stole her boyfriend. Sally herself drew a picture of a former friend, putting in every detail, even the pimples on her face. She was really pleased with the monstrous face she'd drawn. The others did the same, and so they lined up for the throwing of the darts. Some threw the darts at the target with such force that their picture was ripped apart. Sally looked forward to her turn, but sadly, because of time limits, they were asked to return to their seats. She was furious because she'd missed her chance. The lecturer then began moving the target paper from the wall. Underneath it was a picture of Jesus. A hush fell over the room as each student viewed the mangled picture of Jesus. Holes and jagged marks covered his face, and even his eyes were pierced. The lecturer had these words to say: "Inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these my brethren, you have done it to me." Which is a quote from Matthew 26:40. If we can't love people nearest to us, then what hope is there for the world? Shall we listen to a hymn which has always been a firm favourite of mine, never fails to speak to me? It's called Hark My Soul, and it's sung here by a young Ghanaian singer called Loretta Adjiti, simply known as Lo.
Hark my soul, it is the Lord, 'tis thy soul.
Yet I love thee and adore, oh for grace to love thee more, says that final verse. When we fully love Jesus, there is no room for hate. I can only speak for myself in saying that many years ago I certainly didn't love certain people in my life as fully as I ought to have done. I could get angry, resentful, judgmental, until one day I really felt led to pray for someone I disliked intensely. In that moment that I prayed for her well-being and for all good things to fill her life, something special happened to me. It felt like a wonderful love filling me up to the brim, and I was surrounded with peace, as if I'd been wrapped in a warm blanket. I know exactly where I was at the time and when it happened. And from then on, I have been able to forgive more readily, understand other people's opinions, and tolerate awkward customers. If I ever fall short of love today, it's usually because I haven't made time through busyness, which is how this next song came to be written, which says, make time for love. In other words, make time to love other people around you.
You're too busy counting all the ripples in the sea, running round in circles needlessly, making all those plans so easily. And you're swimming, floundering in a whirlpool all the time, racing like a fish to catch the line, while the grains of sand are falling in this hourglass of mine. Make time for love, make time for love. You're too busy thinking that by rushing here and there, powered by highest motives built on care, that you'll achieve perfection, climb the stairs. And your children, all like buried treasure, oh so rare, one day soon will not be waiting there, and the sand within the hourglass is descending through the air. Make time for love, make time for love. There's 100,000 things in life still to be done, but all these things just can't be done by one. So still the racing clouds and see the sun. Catch the blossom before it gently fades away, smell its perfume, let it have its say. Who have you neglected in your race of life today? Make time for love, make time for of life today. Make time for love, make time for love, make time for love.
I see God's perfect love as a gift, a free gift, and not something we can generate ourselves, because by our own efforts we will fail to love as we should love others, which is why I'd like to sing one more song for you, which was made famous by the late Eva Cassidy. It's called The Brookside. I've often sung this one in folk clubs over the years. In it, a person sits alone in a forest beside a brook, listening to all the sounds around them. But then all becomes still, and a friend appears who sits down too, and the two spend time together, their hearts beating as one, in perfect time and harmony. If we take time to be still in this hectic world of ours, we can come to sense the presence of God and know him, and by his Holy Spirit be filled with a love more beautiful than we can ever imagine. Today I invite you in this next song to bring before God someone whom you dislike and pray for them instead, and you might well experience the kind of love I'm talking about. Here's my version of The Brookside.
I wandered by the brookside, I wandered by the mill. I could not hear the water, the murmuring, it was still. Not the sound of any grasshopper, nor the chirp of any bird, but the beating of my own heart was the only sound I heard. But the beating of my own heart was the only sound. Beneath the elm tree and watched its long, long shade. And as it grew still longer, I did not feel afraid. I listened for a footfall, I listened.
Jesus loved his own disciples with a perfect love, regardless of their many shortcomings. That same day in the upper room, just before Jesus left to betray him, Jesus got up from the table and washed his disciples' feet. No Jewish man would have done this, least of all a rabbi. Only women, children, or slaves would have been expected to perform such a task. But Jesus loved them all enough to demean himself, forgo his dignity, and take on the role of a slave to serve them. Then afterwards he called on his disciples to do the same for others. Jesus didn't give his followers a list of rules to adhere to once he left them, or creeds to believe in as his parting gift. His command on leaving them was quite simple and straightforward. It was a commandment to love others, which is mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy as well as Leviticus, but he adjusted the command to read, "Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another." In other words, you've got to follow the example of love I have set you. It seems to me that those today who kill without mercy or pity, who invade and destroy and make war, who lie, manipulate others, use people and are vengeful, are not following the Prince of Peace, but rather the ways of the one the Bible calls the Father of Lies, in John 8. In fact, the battles we fight in this world are perhaps not actually fought between countries and nations, but between the good and evil which resides in every single country and nation, and within each one of us, whatever that evil be. And so may I finish our programme with a blessing today. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and with all those you love, now and always. Amen. The Reverend Angela Morn sings our final song today, all about the struggle for our world's future and the need for justice, truth, and compassion. Here she is joined by United Folk singing her song, Join Him to Fight for the Future. And that's all we have time for, I'm afraid. So it's goodbye from Andrew Ridgwick, my technical assistant.
Bye, everyone.
And myself, Sheila Hamill. Until next week at the same time of 8 o'clock. Bye for now.
John.